Awakened.
Conscious Conversations Podcast to help you grow and discover who you are, to develop a deeper, more complete side of yourself via conscious talks, self-love, meditation, and by interviewing some of the most inspiring guests on the planet.
ShamanicHealings.earth for more information.
I thought, how could I serve you best as a listener? And the best thing to do is to share with you some highlights from the best guests, the inspiration, the greatest lessons I've learned in this quarter, and how our guests have inspired me, how I felt inspired by life in general, and just put it together in this beautiful collage of rich, fantastic wisdom. And I can't wait to share more.
Lauren Leduc. Looking at Lauren's details, she's described as a visionary, yoga teacher, intuitive, mentor, and mama.
Thank you so much, first, for holding this conversation with so much grace, because there's not just two of us talking. There's three. There's cats running around. It's, you know, it's wild over here at times. But I would say that, you know, if a listener is in this like deep place of pain right now, that there is a way forward. And what is the quote? Something like, the pain is where the light comes through, or something like that. And it's absolutely true. And unfortunately, we can't just go from the pain straight to feeling good. There has to be a journey in between, with, you know, moments of light and love, and also moments of discomfort, and like really feeling through things that maybe we don't want to feel. But the journey is so worthwhile. And I always think about these moments that are hard as this like fertile soil for our growth. So we have to go through the, pardon my language, but shit, to create this fertilizer for ourselves to grow. So I just want to give a lot of hope to anyone going through something difficult right now. There is another side, and it takes work to get there, and you can do it. You can do it. We are so strong and we are so resilient. We can do the hardest things, and it is so worth it.
So this next guest will shortly be joining us. Sandra Harper, author, teacher, yogi, with over 18 years of experience of a daily meditation practice. Is there any book that really inspires you and that's helped you on your journey?
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
I can imagine.
I love the Yoga Sutra that Patanjali wrote, and my teacher did one. It's Yoga Sutra 1, and that's the Samadhipada. I love that. And let's see, what's another book I really like? I like the Bhagavad Gita. Somebody asked me this the other day, and I think, okay. I'm just this kind of gal that reads the scriptures a lot, those kinds of scriptures, because they just help me feel like, I'll share with you. One of the first times I ever read the scripture, this particular scripture, it was almost like rain falling on a desert. Like my mind was so thirsty for that knowledge. It just like sunk deeply in. And that is how I feel about a lot of those kinds of books. Like, because there's things that are pleasant and they help us for a moment. And then there's things that are truly good for us that really take us deep within our own heart. And those are some of the tools that I use and books that I like.
Oh, anything that helps us access our heart is a win, in my opinion.
You can't kind of force something. And it's kind of allowing that space to be and just take a kind of moment, like a moment of stillness. So if you're having a lack of motivation dip, and for those of you who did listen to last week's show, but even if you didn't, I'll give you some tips. If there's one of the goals that you were trying to work on and you've got a complete lack of motivation dip, then could you instead, try and work on one of the other goals. Now, a note of caution, by all means, don't keep flipping between different goals and then kind of not taking them through to their full manifestation, because that's going to make life a bit more difficult. But if you're having a day where you've got no motivation, you feel like you're having a kind of motivational dip, you're just thinking, oh, what's the point? Why should I try and do all these things? Nothing's going to change, blah, blah, blah. We can sometimes go down like this spiral where we're feeling so sorry for ourselves and kind of so lost. So first of all, I think we should all sit down and have a moment of quiet contemplation. This hopefully will help you with your task. So we're just going to sit and just take some slow, calm, deep breaths in and out through our nostrils. Just have a moment of calm, just for a moment. Take a deep inhalation and a deep exhalation. Let's do one more. Deep inhalation, a deep exhalation, and just let everything go. Hopefully you feel a bit calmer. I know I do. Mentally beating yourself up if you're feeling a lack of motivation in your goals. If you're going for one goal and it's just not working, I'll give you some examples that this might help a bit better. So maybe you want to, I don't know, write some kind of course, or you're working on something which requires a lot of concentration and you're just not in the kind of frame of mind to concentrate much. There's a few things you could try before you give up for the day, and that is, could you go for a walk? Could you do some meditation? Could you find a moment of stillness and just kind of really feel into yourself and why you feel like you're not motivated? Another thing you can do, which sounds a bit random, but it can help, I feel, is put a dance track on. Have a really good dance to something that really motivates you. Dance, 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 and then sit down and give that task another shot. If it's still not working, then if you look at the list that you did, maybe one of the things was to clean your spare room or tidy up something. If your mind is feeling more that you want to kind of do that, do tasks that are going to bring you forward. So like decluttering is a task that's going to bring you forward. Sitting and watching TV and eating unhealthy foods, probably not a task that's going to bring you forward in your goals for the year. And another angle could be that you could write down some goals that you could try for the days that you aren't motivated. So just have some like ad hoc goals, like I said, tidying up the spare room, or could you look up some really healthy recipes and experiment on cooking something really healthy? There's all these different kinds of ways to be. Sometimes our neuropathways can get stubborn and think, oh, well, why bother? I've tried things before and things haven't changed. But I inspire you, or I would say instead, could you look at your goal with a fresh angle? So perhaps you're trying to do it in a certain way and it's not working, but is there any other components of that goal that you can kind of take and try and deliver on that? And then, you know, life can be like that. We have times when we feel highly motivated, and then we have times where we just feel like nothing's kind of flowing away, and that's a natural part of life as well. Instead of seeing things as good and bad, try and find the gems within the times where you feel less motivated. And like I said, look at the goal that you have with fresh eyes, or have some of these ad hoc projects that you can do which don't take up too much time and aren't going to take you off your goal.
Joining us from Thailand, we will have Sanul Banu Rajang. I did a bit of research on Sanul, and Sanul is known as a spiritual leader. He runs various workshops and coaching sessions, and his journey began in India at a young age, is when he discovered spirituality. His curiosity about this led him to study meditation under a renowned teacher in northern India, which for two transformative years inspired him and kind of plant the seed as the aim to teach in a modern, universal way. It's such a lovely thing to inspire the next generation, because they are, as I say, teacher. And we're not taught as children, well, not often anymore. Maybe it's changed a bit now about self-worth and you know, just one thing as a child can make us feel like we're not worth it. So hearing someone like yourself is going to really help a lot of people.
Yeah, I would like to continue doing that, like, you know, every once in a while during the season time, just go to India and, you know, just teach in universities, just pass some life, you know, what I can do.
Is there anything that you wish we'd cover today which you'd like to speak about now?
I would encourage everyone to be more open and be more curious with life, with who we are. With where we are going after all of this, with all of it, and just be curious about it, because we have been given so many stories and so many truths so far, and it is easy to just take these truths and move through life and find life increasingly boring, you know, and it's better to be in a place of curiosity. There's wisdom in knowing that I don't know. So I would encourage everyone to be more curious with life and know that our perception is not really the truth, but it's more about how useful it is when it comes to what we co-create with the universe. And be able to be flexible enough to change your perspective, if that's what it takes for you to show up at your best and meet that moment and create beautiful results. Yeah.
Jesse Torres. And I was looking at Jesse's biography before I came on this show. And Jesse, for the last 18 years, has been a performance coach and life strategist. And she's coached thousands of people in all walks of life, in all parts of the world, and help them to achieve success and fulfillment.
Questions were amazing. And again, thank you for having me. And if there's one thing I can say to your listeners that I wish I would have had someone tell me, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. It's like, don't be so hard on yourself. That know that whatever situation you're in right now, you're doing the best you can. And if you're listening to Jane's podcast, it's that you're a seeker and you're wanting more. You're wanting a deeper expansion. And that in and of itself is something to celebrate. So honor yourself for every step and know that you are more powerful and more courageous than you know right now.
I would like to thank you. It's such a grace to have someone as special as you on the show, and for you to share your story and your bravery and how you're helping people. So thank you. And I hope to have you on the show again in the future. It can be so easy to lose ourselves in the journey of life, but to lose ourselves into a world that has been designed in a way that might not be compatible to you and how you're feeling today. And I'm here as a reminder to let you know that is okay. You thrive on your connection with other people and your individuality at the same time. If we were all meant to be the same, then we would all be the same. But in many ways, we are all humans, and there's that deep connection in that sense. But for our life paths, they may be very different from our neighbours. They may be very similar. Who knows? We've all got our own unique way to traverse through this world.
As promised, here is your meditation inspired by today's show. Top tips for the meditation is either sit nice and cross-legged on the floor with a nice straight back. Always nice to sit on a block or a cushion. Or if that's not available for you, you sit in a chair with the back nice and straight. The important thing is you're not slouching. And if you're doing something that requires your concentration, all you need to do is just pause this and you can reconvene the meditation at a time that is good for you. If you're doing the meditation, let's begin.
And I'm surrounded by birds, and you can hear the water from the brook and the little river behind me. I'm going to take some slow, calm, deep breaths and just start to take some steps. Via your imagination, you can also be in a forest with all its noises. And as you breathe slowly, calmly, and deeply in this forest, you start to take a little journey. So you're walking slowly on the ground. And as you walk along, in your imagination, you know that change is made up of steps, always done from a place of mindfulness as much as we can. Sometimes we have to dive in deep, and sometimes we have to step in slow. But whatever we do through life, everything happens by making the first step. So what first steps can you make today? What changes? Perhaps to slightly go outside one's comfort zone, which isn't always what we want to do. However, remember, there's more discomfort in life by not making changes that are for our good than by being in the comfort of unease. Disease in the body is when we're at disease. So, what small steps can you make today as you walk through this imaginary forest? The sound of the feet on the ground, the smell of the flowers, the wildflowers, the rustle of the little creatures, the song of the bird. What is your song? What is your goal? What is your mission in life? The textures of the leaves, the ground. What can you show up today to do that might be slightly discomfort, but in the long term will bring ease? Whatever that is for you, perhaps as we come out of this meditation, as you inhale, as you exhale, you begin to make a note of it. And with each day, you can make a note of which step you can make towards that. It can be a little step. Sometimes it's a giant leap. Sometimes it's just a tiny micro step, but whatever it is, just step into your flow.
See you not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday. And in the meantime, do check out our back catalogue. There's 4 years worth of episodes. So if you're just discovering us for the first time, do look back on that and you'll find some fantastic inspiration. But I just want to say thank you once again.
So thank you so much, dear listeners, for taking the time to listen and support our show today. And if you want any more information on what we have to offer, check out
shamanichealings.earth for more information.